Hopefully this works.
A new intro.
Land over Maryland.
I was going to say Merit Land.
Land, Willie and Sauce at the palm of your hand. 350 members, they pay for the brand. We get that W just like we planned. Yada-da, yada-da, I mean. Tell that boy Zimmer, get out of the league. Enough is enough, and I think we should turn to Noah to watch him catch all those Z's. Yeah, this is Willie, your audio wow. The host with the toast and everyone's pal.
Sitting next to me.
He goes by the sauce. Say it ain't Sauce and it Tuts McGee. Then we got that pod squad, a.k.a. the potty people, a.k.a. 350 is.
A.k.a. Dysfunctional Beats.
Take two. Welcome back, Land Antonio. I'm not switching it up. Back again is your boy S live at the time. The audience is doggy style tonight, as always. And also, as always, we're here with my boy X.
What up? X gonna give it to you. We're still bringing it, and I'm bringing the vibes.
Oh, God. It's my least favorite word.
Yeah, I don't like
vibes. I hate passion. I hate vibes.
Vibes is
and
tough.
I hate intros. My first one was hot. The second one was
first
not.
One was eh. We're running on low disk space, so we had to pivot.
The S does come before the K.
Pivot.
What?
Pivot. We had to pivot. What? The S comes before that. What?
Disk space. The S comes before. No, wait. Disk is with the C or a K.
Oh boy. Anyway, thanks for sitting through that terrible intro.
They're never gonna get better.
No.
My goal is to have my new bit, worst intro every week.
Damn.
I'm doing well.
For one, I would like to apologize to Noah Z. I have not reached out. I've felt very uncreative, and that's on me.
And now he's got long arms.
It's probably on
not to reach.
It might be on you a little bit. You're not reminding me. I had a tough day today.
I was going to sing the song. Oh, God.
It wasn't actually that tough. It was just kind of wild. But Tree Fitty Club, if you Venmo me or Dave $3.50, we will shout your name out every week on the pod. We got Garlic times two, Dave Salzen, Jordan, Trev Davinsky times two, Walter times three, Licks and Lex, and then our newest member, Tony Raker times two.
I saw it, Tone. You ain't getting by me anymore. At least not this week. Next week? I challenge someone to try to catch me off guard next week. I challenge a lot of people to try to catch me off guard next week.
Yeah. I'll try to catch you off guard.
We'll do the Tree Fitty Challenge.
What is it?
Try to donate to Tree Fitty and see if Dave Salzen checks his Venmo notifications. It's a good one.
God, that's so lame.
Think about it. We go viral. All of a sudden, we got millions of people donating Tree Fitty. That math turns into a lot.
I know everyone has just been dying to hear who my latest college football team is. And I watched Colorado beat Colorado State. They almost got upset. Actually, I was upset. I actually fell asleep because I had an early tea time. But still a Colorado fan. I think I'm riding the Shedeur Sanders wave. But yeah, Men. Did you? Okay.
Oh, we don't have a guest, by the way.
No guest. We Dave didn't send out a group text. So unprofessional, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Minter Mout on the referee telling the player that he's speaking to America.
I heard about this, but I didn't hear it. That makes sense. I'm doing a lot of eye stuff tonight.
The player was pleading his case, and the ref goes, "Hey, I'm talking to America here."
Oh my God, hot mic, dude.
I thought that was great.
Men. That guy takes his job seriously.
And then the announcer, it might have been Al Michaels, saying Kelsey finds a blank space in the end zone to score.
Okay, Mout.
Yeah, I didn't like.
I'm over this Taylor
I caught
Swift
it right
thing.
Away, and I was like, come on, man. That should just be on. Come on, man.
Oh, we should have a segment like that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Walters, whenever you decide to join us on the pod, that's your job.
Yeah, our behind the scenes guy is very behind the scenes.
He is not even close to the scenes. Oh, I gotta say, I can do a minimum out, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can participate if you feel
Bucks like are better off without Brady. 2-0, top of their division.
So they've played the Vikings and the Bears.
Bears are bad. Vikings, frauds? Or they caught them on week one.
We could talk about that later, but...
Okay.
Better with
Bucks
Brady.
Are 2-0. I mean, Baker's, Saints are 2-0.
Baker's playing better than Brady finished his career, right?
Fact.
They had a Super Bowl roster.
Yeah. Their defensive line's still good. Their O-line's still meh. Their receivers are still elite.
Mike Evans, top 20 to finish the year?
Top 15.
Top 15. Yeah, I'm in on that, actually.
Man.
Seems like he's no longer just a touchdown defending guy.
No, he's good.
But yeah, Bucks, sneaky good. Man.
Are they the sneaky good team? Who did I say? I said Pittsburgh was my sneaky good team of the year.
Yeah, that might be. Oh, that reminds me.
I always have a sneaky good team and then the up and coming sneaky good team.
Okay, so.
I don't know if the Bucks are it, though. I got to figure that one out.
So who's the up and coming sneaky
team? The sneaky good team's Pittsburgh. That's going to sneaky into the playoffs.
Okay. So that probably ties into this answer, but Tony had a min or mount, which was the Steelers will finish 500 or better.
Min.
Or Mike Tomlin will finish 500. I don't know why he said Tomlin.
Min.
But yeah.
He always has a competitive team.
I don't like Kenny Pickett, but...
I don't either.
I trust the defense, and that division just kind of bruises
George
on
Pickens
each other.
Is good.
I like George Pickens. But
they got to figure out that running game, though, which could move my segue into my next min or mount.
We're kind of all over the place at the moment, so yeah. Go for it.
I'm going to go for it. What did
fourth down?
I worded it weirdly.
Fourth
I said
ten.
Running back.
He's going for it.
The position of running back is the worst in the NFL right now. Like, that's the one position you just don't want to be.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
especially after the Chubb injury, after all that hullabaloo about contracts, you could be the best running back in football, but now, I mean, that he's not getting another contract.
Ooh, Nick Chubb? Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know.
He messes like up, dog. 27 years old.
True. I'll piggyback off this and say that.
All over the place, ladies and gentlemen.
The NFL, I don't know. I think the talent level is down. Like overall,
agreed.
The O-line depth of like just the league in general is just making running
agreed.
Terrible.
Someone on K-Fans, people were talking about the Vikings O-line being bad, like every O-line's kind of
not
amazing. Oh,
if you're not the Lions or the Browns or the Eagles.
Yeah. There's a lot of committees going around. And I don't know if those people are actually like those players are fine. They're just kind of people that carry the ball and get you 4 to 5 yards and an occasional tut.
Yeah. So I'll go min. Yeah. You don't really want to be a running back. Is that your question?
I wouldn't want to be. Yeah. Like you don't get paid a lot. And at this point, it's almost looking like they'll just dump you after your rookie deal. Unless you're McCaffrey. Or Derrick Henry.
Min or mount. Kind of basically from Easton, even though I had the same thought. The New York Football Giants are bad.
Oh, they won.
They beat the Cardinals. Like
that's true. I picked up their defense.
They were down by
it.
What 20 some? I
lot.
Feel like the Cardinals are like, bad. All right, we've shown enough. We're done.
Yeah. I refuse to believe they're bad.
I think they're bad.
I refuse because they were in one of my teams. They weren't even a sneaky good team for me this year.
They're
I just thought they'd
a
be
good
fine.
Team.
I thought they'd be another playoff team, but I think the receivers are pretty poop. Maybe we'll find out later.
All right. That's that.
I don't think I had another one.
I had two more.
I thought the running back one would go a little longer.
There's also some really bad matchups this week. I don't know if you noticed that.
No.
Just like boring, kind of boring football. The afternoon slate was terrible. Monday night was kind of.
I was gonna do a min or mount on like this season feels kind of dull so far.
Yeah.
It does. I don't know. Maybe it's because. We haven't had red zone at our house besides upstairs. But even then, it just they switch to a game and it's like I don't really care about these teams.
Yeah.
Even the Jags Chiefs game was dull and boring.
The Packers Falcons game kind of turned it on, but at the same time it's like these teams.
Seattle the Lions game was okay.
Yeah, you're right. There's a couple entertaining games in New England.
I was
the rest,
pretty when the Vikings don't play on Sunday, it kind of throws off the whole flu.
Yeah, the flow has to go, you know. Last one, Packers receiving core. Mouth. And also, like, trying to decipher it, because we got Dobbs, who had 2 touchdowns 2 weeks ago. We got Jalen Reed.
I don't know any other people besides the two.
There's a bunch of young guys. So they got a Wicks, they got Reed, they got Dobbs, and then Watson has yet to play. So, like,
yeah.
I don't even know who I'd want.
I don't know. Is Jordan Love good too?
I do have him as a
something later.
Yeah.
Got it. I don't know. It's always hard to tell if I'm not gonna tell you. I don't know enough about them to know if they're good. I know Christian Watson's a freak, but he seems to be a bit injury prone.
I agree.
I know nothing about Dobbs or the other guys. Okay. They just seem like names.
I just feel like I can't stick all my eggs in one basket of one of the receivers. No,
I would never start any of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even start Christian Watson.
In one of my leagues, I said, hey, I want to trade one of my running backs, and I have Javonte Williams, and someone offered me Jalen Reed, who was the Packers receiver. And I was no.
What fucking league are you in?
Yeah, Frank doesn't know what he's doing. Right?
Jay.
He's not going to hear this.
Dude. So. I hate when people send trades and they just offer you some bum, or they're like, oh, they could have potential. I mean,
he could be good.
Okay, but if I'm trading, I want someone that is good for someone that is good.
Yeah.
I hate these bullshit 4th round pick and a backup tight end or some shit. Damn,
you sound passionate about this.
No passion. I just hate it.
Okay.
It's annoying. Go big. Go home. Actually, you know what? Just fucking go home.
All right, we got a couple complaints that we didn't have some older segments to come back. So we're bringing back Repeat or Take a Seat.
Repeat or Take a Seat.
We're just going to skip this down. We're trying to... We're slimming down on the...
Yeah, okay.
45 minutes. You know, like the God Squad decided that 45 minutes is the time.
Except for last week, because I fucked up.
Last week, because Dave was a dumbass.
Fact.
Man. In case you didn't know.
Everyone knows.
So Repeat or Take a Seat, Dave. I'm going to go a little deeper. Maybe you don't have this. Maybe you're in a 10-team league, then he's out on the waiver wire. Marvin Mims.
Big head nod there.
2 receptions, 113 yards, and a touchdown on your Denver Broncos, if you don't know.
No.
You are... Repeating or taking a seat?
Taking a seat. He's the 3rd receiver.
Is he? Or is he 2?
He's the 3.
Who's number 2?
Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy.
Isn't Jerry Jeudy out?
He was playing last week. He was just getting eased into it.
Okay.
I think Mims is going to be that. I don't know. He's probably the most talented one. I don't know anything about him. Jerry Jeudy's probably the most talented.
All I know is that he's like 5'11".
It's too small. It's crazy. Like, 2 inches, and he's like a perfect build. 5'11", he's small.
I will also say take a seat.
I wouldn't start him unless he does that. I like guys that get 6 catches.
He only had 2 targets, only 24% of the snap rate.
Yeah.
So, take a seat. Marvin Mims.
Potential? Mabes.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, my first one's a big name. T. Higgins, off a 0 catch performance week 1, 8 targets. He came back with 8 for 89 and 2. Easily now, led the team.
I mean, this is contingent on Joe Burrow, isn't it?
I suppose. Even if Joe Burrow plays, so week 1, I mean, he was in the rain, 0 catches. Week 2, big performance. Week 3.
Sidebar. He looks really weird in as a number 5 or whatever jersey
like
number he is.
Yeah.
That's just, there's just weird guys with weird numbers, and it's not.
I do
right.
like T. Higgins a lot, though.
Yeah.
That dude's a freak.
I'll go repeat.
With or without?
With or without. I think, is he better than Jamar Chase? or are they kind of complements of each other? I don't
want to be that guy that says Jamar Chase is overrated.
Ooh. It sounds like you're about to say. I
feel like he's overrated. I really do. Okay. I don't know his play style, but it doesn't seem like he's like JJ. You know, he's like elite because he can do everything. I don't know what Jamar Chase does really well. Is he fast?
He's a real, yeah, he's fucking fast.
I don't know anything about him.
No. I mean, he started off real slow last year too, and then he got hurt.
Two bad games, yeah. His depth of target, I think, is probably elite, which is apparently a big deal. But like, people are taking him as the number two in a PPR over Christian McCaffrey. I'm like, there's no chance I'm taking Ja'Marr Chase number two.
I agree. Jalen Hyatt, another deeper guy. He's a rookie on the Giants, played for the Tennessee Volunteers. He had 2 for 89. No touchdowns, but seems to be like the deep option for Daniel Jones.
Deep option.
He's really fast. I loved him on Tennessee, honestly. Repeat, take a seat.
I don't like any of those pass catchers. I liked Isaiah Hodgins coming into the year, but not anymore.
I think Jalen Hyatt has the opportunity to be the number one.
I think if anyone on that team knew how to coach, I don't know if the receivers are always just bad.
They're all just kind of average, so that's...
And I don't know if that's scheme.
I don't know.
Coaching.
If I was in a 12 team league and he was on the waiver wire, I might let him cook a little bit in the oven.
I don't know anything about him, so I'm out.
Okay.
My next one's a 2.
He only had 21% in the snap rate, by the way, and then it went down from the year from the week before.
I'm out. I'm out.
Okay.
I'm a big 80 plus snap share guy.
All right.
My next one is 2 players for the price of one. Nico Collins and Tank Dell of the Houston Texans. Nico Collins went off for 7, 146 and a TUD. Tank Dell at 7 for 72 and a TUD.
I don't really read Matthew Berry, but I saw that he really likes Nico Collins.
Nico Collins, I don't know anything about him, but he's had 2 pretty solid games. CJ Stroud's throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah, and they're always
actually looks decent.
They're always going to be in that mode, right?
Always. Tank Dell increases snap share by like 50%.
I think I like Tank Dell better just because their rapport that I've read about. You know,
I don't know anything about it. Why am I doing this pod? Why am I here? If I say I don't know anything one more fucking time,
but yeah, I don't know.
I think Nico Collins was the guy that was more likely on someone's team going into the year.
Fact. Who are the Texans playing? Do we know?
You ask really good questions.
Yeah, like when you have information in front of you, you should like brainstorm follow up questions that would happen. And this is one of those follow up.
Oh, he's
questions.
Talking to me. They're playing Jacksonville.
okay. I'll go repeat.
CJ Stroud's thrown 44 and 47 passes.
Yeah, I'll go repeat. Somebody's got to catch. They got Robert Woods too, right?
Yeah, he's actually been good too.
Yeah,
he's had 6 catches both games, 57 and 74 yards. Yeah, I think that's just. I think the running game poop.
Yeah, I agree. I want nothing of Damian Pierce.
I think rookie quarterback. They kind of latch on to certain players. Nico Collins seems to be the main guy right now, but I think they just throw so much. There's just enough to go around.
Repeat or take a stiff. It's repeat or take it. It's not min or mount. We did that already. I know. DeAndre Swift had 28 rushes, 175 yards, and a touchdown against the Vikings. 75% of the snap rate. Obviously, that came because of
Kenneth Gainwell
was
hurt,
losing out. Well.
Yeah.
And DeAndre Swift had a homecoming. He's from Philly.
DeAndre Swift. I think he's talented, but he just always seems like one of those guys that falls out of favor with coaches.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
No idea.
The thing is, though, like Jalen Hurts vultured those 2 touchdowns as well.
Did?
So that could have been even bigger.
Yeah.
I think he got stopped at the one a few times.
Maybe. He's not a big guy. He's not.
Yeah. He's shifty, though. He's swifty. And I'm going repeat just for my... sanity. I think as long as he doesn't get hurt, I think he looked better than Kenneth Gainwell to me.
Probably. That backfield is going to be
Although split. The Vikings defense wasn't, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be a split backfield.
Probably.
It was worst case scenario for Gainwell. Best case for DeAndre.
So you're repeating or taking a seat?
I'm going to take a seat.
Okay.
It's my turn.
Tis.
Russell Wilson. Finally had a good game. I don't know the last time he had a good game. Like
I mean, it's been bad for the bathrooms this year.
308, three touchdowns a pick. Ran the ball six times for 56 yards, though. After I don't think he even had a run.
And they lost.
Yeah, that... Weren't they up?
Yeah, I think they were winning.
Yeah, I don't even think he had... He had one rush attempt last week for 1 yard. So... because Russ was bad last... Russ hit 20 points four times last year. And he had... What? 26 in his second week against Washington, who has a decent defense.
And who are they playing this week? The fall?
Miami.
Miami. That might be a
Miami's a high scoring affair.
Ooh.
At Miami, though.
At Miami. I'm going to go take a seat, Russell Wilson.
I'm going to repeat. Five touchdowns, one pick on the year.
Okay.
Repeat. Although he was only 18 for 32. So that's a little tough.
So going off of my mid-mouth from before, my last one, Jordan Love. He's back-to-back three touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. Week one, he had 245 yards. Week two, he only had 151 yards.
Oof. But efficient.
27 attempts, 25 attempts.
Yeah. That's because AJ Dillon ran the ball 28 times.
Yeah. They're playing New Orleans.
Decent defense.
Repeat would be like. So he had in this league, he had 30 points and 28 points. So I would say above 25 again is a repeat.
He's going to take a seat.
Take a seat against New Orleans Saints. I think
his efficiency is horrible.
Yeah, 14 of 25.
But if he could incorporate a little more running, he had two carries for 23 yards. If he could average, you know, get 7-8 carries a game for 30-40, then you're kind of looking at a little something different, you know? People got to worry about him leaving the pocket. My hands are moving.
I think they're another team that has a good O-line, too.
Wouldn't know.
I feel like if he's under pressure, he's not the greatest. I'm going to go repeat. Go differ from you again.
I mean, it might help if they get Christian Watson back too. I feel like Dobbs and those other guys, I don't know if they're as reliable as some of the, as Christian Watson. You know, I still don't really trust him yet.
Okay.
But he's a big guy and he's athletic. You can, that's a guy you can throw the ball up and he could go get it.
I feel like most NFL receivers could go get a ball if you throw it up to him.
Would you rather have like, somebody go get it, or would you rather have Calvin Johnson go up and get one?
Probably somebody.
Okay. Like Percy Harvin back in the day.
Athletic
player?
Dude, he could go get a ball if you threw it.
You want Tyreek Hill to go up and get one? Or Christian Watson?
Are you talking like a jump ball?
Yeah. No. Like a go up and get it 50-50 jump ball. Tyreek Hill, 5'10". Or Christian Watson, who's like 6'4", 6'5".
Tyreek Hill.
Probably.
From the Quick Trip Power Station, here's a look at the woes. God. Nick Chubb.
I was going to do him.
Oh, sorry. Saquon Barkley has a bad ankle. He was rumored to miss the next 3 weeks, but he might actually suit up.
Don't look at me when you do it. So weird.
Joe Burrow re-aggravated his preseason calf strain. He's feeling better, but it's still questionable to play Monday night against the Rams.
Amon Ross St. Brown missed practice today with a toe. Also, Derrick Henry missed practice today with a toe. We got some toes.
Al took my Derrick Henry one, so I guess I'll just move on to Bryce Young, who missed practice Wednesday as he tends to an ankle injury. His playing status is still up in the air. If he's unable to play, veteran Andy Dalton will take his place.
Anthony Richardson shows up with another injury report, but a different symptom. Little concussion for your guy. He might be injury prone. Who knows?
Concussion.
Last but not least, for Dave Salazar, Nick Chubb suffered a horrific knee injury that could potentially require two surgeries, and he is going to miss the remainder of the season.
Jamal Williams, I forgot what to write down on his thing was. Jaylen Waddle with a concussion. DeAndre Hopkins did not practice. And Odell Beckham with the ankle. And that will do it for your Quick Trip report of the woes about the toes.
Sidebar, did you hear that story about the NFL player whose mom was found dead? Sergio Brown?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
It's actually legit. I heard it on the radio today. I don't know who this dude is, but he's like, the picture, he looks young, right? Youngish?
Yeah. That's him. I've never heard of him.
So the headline, former NFL player Sergio Brown missing as mother found dead. What I heard on the radio is that he's got some shit going on in his brain. Like, he was posting stuff and he's acting funky. So they think he killed his mom and now he's kind of gone off the rails, I think.
Just got deep on the land.
He said police were unable to locate him and his mother, but they found her body in a creek after she'd been murdered. And now he's missing right now. He's 35. So he's not a suspect at the moment, but look into that. Sergio Brown. There's some heavy shit in there, I guess. But it's kind of a big deal.
Okay. Well.
All right, let's segue back into something else happy.
You want to do some numbies?
Numbies. Dave Sousa came prepared this week with some easy clues because apparently you do Browns.
I just want you to distinguish that you're starting a new clue and not continuing on. For one. For two, don't be an idiot. For three, let's play.
Thank you for distinguishing.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Well, I was told we were only doing one.
I was doing one.
You were only doing one.
Yeah. Got I figured it. You would do one. I would do one. That didn't happen, did it?
I mean, I could scramble because I have one with players, but I don't have any hints.
Yeah. I could always pause and unpause. You could think of it while I'm reading mine if you want.
I can't think of the players that you're trying to explain.
You're right. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. I said all right so many times.
All right.
Okay. Starting clue number one. This former receiver is more well known for his endeavors after football than his football career.
More well known for what?
His endeavors after football than his football career.
Okay.
Clue number two. This former wide receiver really put on a show and has since been enshrined in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Put on a show.
Clue number three. This Hall of Fame wide receiver wasn't even the best at his position on his own team at one point. Number four. Clue number four. Number on number four. This former wide receiver gave it his best shot and won a Super Bowl. Clue number five. This former wide receiver probably won't ever be your Uber. Clue number six. This former star wide receiver once got into an on-field fight with Cortland Finnegan.
All right.
Those clues are lit.
The number is 81. Clue number six is Andre Johnson.
I'll just say yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what was that clue again?
This former star wide receiver once got into an on-field fight with Cortland Finnegan. Okay. I looked it up, dude. He hit him with three uppercuts.
So that one is Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Next clue? I don't remember.
This former wide receiver probably won't ever be your Uber.
Antonio Brown.
Do I just say yes or no? This is just us?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
He won't ever be my Uber.
Give the correct answer then? Oh, no. You should go through it. Then we'll give the correct.
I just kind of want a rebuttal. He won't ever be an Uber, so that means he's got a DUI or something. Oh. No, it's not Henry Ruggs.
I'm not giving you more clues. Right. This is a good clue.
He won't ever be an Uber.
Be your Uber. Probably won't.
The driver? He won't ever be your Uber driver? You're not going to... Okay.
I'm just shoulder shrugging, dude.
Well, I guess I don't know that one, so...
Okay.
81.
Am I supposed to tell you the numbers right? That's a clue.
The number's wrong? Andre Johnson? I could have sworn he was 81.
This might change some of your answers if you get it.
All right, yeah.
Do you want the number?
Well, was that Henry Ruggs?
No.
Oh.
Well, how do you want to do this? Do you want to guess the right the right number
82.
First?
82.
Do you want me to say yes or no?
Yeah.
No.
83.
No.
84.
No.
11.
No.
7, 8. 80.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You got Andre Johnson.
Was number 80.
This clue number 5. This former wide receiver probably won't ever be your Uber.
Don't know that one.
You want the answer?
Yeah.
You were on the right track when you were talking it out.
Antonio Brown?
No. You said he probably won't be your Uber driver.
Oh.
Donald Driver?
What? What kind of a clue is that?
Once you figure out
he won't be your Uber?
Yeah, your Uber driver.
God damn, that was terrible.
That's a bad clue?
Yeah. Next one. Come on, go.
Oh my God, dude. Just
tell me in the chat if it's a bad clue, Gar.
Bro. This former wide receiver gave it his best shot and won a Super Bowl. This clue's elite.
Best shot. And won a Super Bowl. Jerry Rice.
Well, we'll say this former wide receiver gave it his best shot and won a Super Bowl. If that helps at all. Like, it's kind of two separate clues.
Well, I want to come back to that one.
Okay. Next, clue number 3. This Hall of Fame wide receiver wasn't even the best at his position on his own team.
Chris Carter.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something about like a fall guy for him.
No. That's the easiest one I could think of without going into the drugs and shit.
Okay.
This former wide receiver really put on a show and has since been enshrined in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Really put on a show.
The same. Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Don't know that one.
He also played with another potential Hall of Fame wide receiver on the same time period. Hall of Fame quarterback with a Hall of Fame running back.
Terrell Davis? You're not Shannon Sharp.
No, it's a receiver. You put on a show. Some would say it's the greatest show.
Oh, on turf? I cannot think of his name.
The other one was Torrey Holt.
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
Isaac Bruce.
Yeah.
Last but not least, this former receiver. This one, I don't know if you'll get this one. This one, it was clue number 1, so it was meant to be tough. This former receiver is more well known for his endeavors after football than his football career. I guess you could say this former receiver is more well known for his career after football.
Can you tell me if it's infamously or famously?
He's famous. What?
So it's not infamous?
No, not at all. This former receiver is more well known for his broadcasting career than he is for his football career. That's probably the best clue I can give you. He's very well known for his broadcasting career.
I can't think of anybody.
There's only a few broadcasters out there.
Yeah, they've just spilled.
Chris Collinsworth.
Chris Collins. Okay. And who was the other one? The shot?
Gave it his best shot.
Yeah.
Gave it his best shot.
Oh,
bang, bang.
Plaxico Burress.
And won a Super Bowl. Kind of goes both ways. He shot himself in the leg, and he literally also won the Super Bowl for them that year by catching the game-winning touchdown.
Okay.
Five out of 6 clues were at least guessable.
Yeah, you're right.
Potential. Yeah, right? Mostly. Donald Driver, I thought... it's always easier in my head when I'm like, everyone knows Donald Driver was 80.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he was 80, but it's not a player that would come to my head right away.
I know. I skipped Jerry Rice. I'm like, I don't know how to do this one without making an Asian joke. You want to try? How much time we got?
Okay, yeah. We'll try it.
Give it a whirl. I'm pretty smart.
I'm going to try to do
make this. Make them hard if you want.
I'm going to try to do this on the fly. This Vikings running back was drafted by the Vikings. This running back was drafted by the Vikings.
Got it.
This. Okay, clue number two.
Yeah.
This player was a solid part of a boom.
Solid part of a boom?
Yeah. Clue number three. This major league catcher was pretty well known for his hitting. Clue number four. This current NBA broadcaster could also shoot the three. And clue number five, I don't know why I made this one the easiest one, because it's not going to be easy. This is a former Brave pitcher who's really fucking good.
Greg Maddux or Tom Glavine? I don't know what number he was. Oh. If one of them's Reggie Miller, he was 31, I thought. But I feel like that's wrong. The Vikings one could be Adrian Peterson. It could be Robert Smith. Probably not. I don't even know if Robert Smith is drafted by the Vikings.
You got a number guess?
I have no idea. What was the first clue?
The first clue was the Vikings, or the running back that got drafted by the Vikings.
Second one was the Legion of Boom.
Correct.
Part piece? Sorry, go. Say it again.
Which one?
The Legion of Boom.
I was just... Basically, he was a part of the Legion of Boom. That was basically the clue.
What number was he? Just give me the number.
31.
It was 31. So then Reggie Miller was the basketball one.
That was the broadcaster who could shoot the three. You got a Braves pitcher who's really fucking good.
Was?
Great clue. Yeah. He's old.
Pretty sure that... Is that Greg Maddux?
Yeah. You're right.
Tom Glavine is 35.
Then you got the catcher, who was pretty well 31. Known for his hitting.
Was or is? Currently
was,
playing?
Was.
Doesn't play.
Might want to throw some sausage pepperonis.
Mike Piazza. God.
Legion of Boom one?
I'm pretty sure it's Cam Chancellor.
Correct. And then the Vikings running back.
Vikings running back drafted 30. Currently playing.
I'll give you a clue that he is still in the league. I'll also give you another clue. He's no longer wearing 31.
That's not going to help. 31. Still in the league. Drafted by the Vikings.
He's a Super Bowl champ.
Oh, Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, Jerick McKinnon. Boom shakalaka.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Sprite mixed with some vodka.
I needed the number. I knew Reggie Miller was 31, but for some reason, I was thinking Marshawn Lynch for the Legion of Boom.
Oh, okay.
Initially, for some reason, the Vikings, I was thinking Adrian Peterson or Robert Smith, so I was in the 20s. The baseball one, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going on the fly there.
What was the other one?
Reggie Miller, Mike Piazza, Cam Chancellor. Mike
Piazza. I would never have gotten Piazza without the sausage and pepperoni. Once you know the number, you can kind of piece it together.
Kind of, yeah.
A little bit.
It's a decent game.
And plus the additional like 2 to 3 clues per clue.
We could, there's always room for adjustment if you got ideas.
Wouldn't mind feedback knowing how hard the clues are.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Because
it's way, also reading it on my phone and seeing it, it's way easier to like comprehend it. When you're just reading it, I have to try to remember and then move on to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not easy.
I agree with that sentiment.
We just post that. No, that'd be too much.
We got about 3 minutes before the 2 minute warning. So this is your three minute warning to the 2 minute warning.
3 minute warning to the 2 minute warning. God, we could have fumbled so much longer on those Numbies games.
I know, right?
This is probably where I could have talked about that guy killing his mom.
Yeah, maybe. Or did you hear about the Alan Williams thing?
Your dad?
No, I mean, it's also my dad's name, but the Bears defensive coordinator, he resigned today, and like apparently the FBI raided the Bears. I don't know. So there's a lot of misinformation going on right now. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's fake.
What was it? Sean McVay kicked a field goal with 4 seconds left in the game. The spread was 7 points, I believe, or some was 7.5, 7. They ended up losing by 7, so either people pushed, some people lost, some people won.
He had money on the game.
The tinfoil hatters were...
He had money on the game.
That's what...
He had to.
Someone on the radio said, yeah, but what else is he going to do? Throw a Hail Mary? What happens then? If they catch a six, you know...
Yeah,
they catch a Hail Mary, they're still scoring. They're not just going to take a knee. But... God, you never know, dude.
Yay!
It's just another...
How you doing in fantasy this year? You're bad, huh? I saw you were in last... You're in last in the land, I think. You're like bottom two, at least.
I think I'm second to last.
It's tough, man. Beef jerky, dude.
It's not good. In my Darien League, I have 300 points against in 2 weeks.
In the Darien League.
300 points against.
Ooh. Is that a PPR?
Yeah. She's next closest at 265. And I think the second or third most points.
Oh, one question I wanted to know. Paul Charchian's new app for Guillotine Leagues. Any good?
No idea. Haven't checked. I just check online. I didn't even check to see if I survived the Guillotine League this year. Or this shit. I didn't start a player, and I'm pretty sure I made it because I was at like 90 points.
There's also in my Guillotine League, Stephon Diggs went for 500. That's half the budget.
By who?
I don't know. Some random.
They're an idiot.
There was another player who went for 500 too, or maybe two people bid 500.
There's always like five teams that are just kind of bad, no depth, and they have to just scrap and do that. Or they just never played before.
Yeah,
I don't really touch the waiver wire until like week 4 or 5, maybe. Unless a big name comes up.
That's a Dave Sousen life pro tip.
I also lost in like week 4 last year. You got stuff?
You got anything?
No.
Justin Fields blames coaching for
his... I was going to bring that up. I forgot about that.
For being a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though there was like at least a few plays where he literally missed a wide open person that would have scored.
Yeah.
The coaches schemed it open.
If you're the Bears and you have a top two pick, are you taking...
If you're the Bears and you traded the number one overall pick last year, Bryce Young.
They're going to have two picks this year, Panthers and Bears.
I think you let it ride for a bit.
You're not going to take a quarterback? I think I would take a quarterback. Vikings trade for Cam Akers. Did you see that?
They did?
Yeah. They did like some late round swaps.
That's it?
Like a 6th or a 5th or something like along
those
lines?
I'm with it. Madison's kind of looked bad.
Cam Akers and KOC back together, reunited?
Dude, is he startable now?
Cam Akers?
Yeah.
I would give it 2 or 3 weeks.
I mean, I don't drop him, right? I have him in a league where he's probably my 4th best running back. 5th best, probably, actually.
I mean, I wouldn't drop him, but I don't have high hopes for him. Our O-line's so bad.
It is bad, but I think we need some sort of pop.
Sad day. Nathan Peterman released by the Bears.
Oof. Getting released by the Bears?
Yeah. You didn't bring anything for the 2-minute drill, dude? We're... trying to move the chains here.
Yeah, we still got to figure that part out. We're getting there.
You got to feel creative. No, Maybe we should get Noah to chime in on some.
I think we just go too fast criticism. Without a guest.
Too fast.
We had 3 extra minutes to spare. That guest would take up at least 3 minutes of our time.
Yeah, I suppose you'd probably ask questions for those who don't know.
And yeah, we didn't even say it once this week.
I did. I stuck one in there.
Oh. I somehow missed it.
I always gotta make fun of you, but that's that. And next up.
It's a land of 10,000 plus cones. Not even our commission is bringing the news. Throwing in 100 bucks is where we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we lose. It's a land of 10,000 plus cones. Not even our commission is bringing the news. Throwing in 100 bucks is where we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we lose.